With all conferences and education being pushed online to virtual events because of the pandemic, everyone has had to rapidly adapt to presenting and networking differently online. I do not see this as a passing trend. So I immediately plunged right in and grabbed any speaking opportunities I could get while this new way of communicating and connecting was still a learning phase for everyone. Before you accept virtual speaking gigs, treat it like a live in-person speaking engagement. Being on a panel at a live event is not easy, but being on one online can be even more challenging, especially when you've never done it before and you can't be with your fellow panelists to pick up on body language cues and feed off collective synergy. In addition to preparing your presentation, you have to be your own sound, lighting, and tech person too. It's really a lot to juggle for the virtual speaker, so there is a ton of prep work involved. In my first online panel, I was really pleased with how my fellow panelists, moderator, and I all worked together to make sure our panel went smoothly. One of the advantages we had was being last in the lineup, so it gave us time to watch other speakers and panels, and behind the scenes, we were all texting each other on how to make ours better and smoother. I believe all the advanced prep helped us keep our presentation tight while still providing education and levity for the audience that they would have experienced at a live event. The pitch challenge today, in addition to preparing in advance, making sure you have good lighting, sound, and participating in the practice run, I found that one of the most important steps for success is to treat a virtual conference just like you would a live conference. So on the day of your presentation, do not fill your work day with your routine work. Actually attend the virtual conference and watch the other speakers and panelists leading up to your presentation. It'll help you get in the conference mindset and be better connected with your audience once you are on the virtual stage. The danger with doing virtual conferences from your home or work is multitasking your day with non-conference tasks. This will ultimately pull you off focus from the conference, and your virtual audience will notice you aren't fully focused on them.